This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. We just talked about the Midwest flooding. Later in the program, we'll meet someone who's riding out the fires in California. Earlier this year, there were even worse disasters in China and Myanmar, where tens of thousands of people died. Many more were left with nothing. All these disasters have inspired Americans to open their wallets, but figuring out which charity to give to and how much to give can be confusing.
Here with her advice is Day to Day's personal finance expert, Michelle Singletary. So, Michelle, how much should people put away in their budget for charitable giving?
Well, you know, that's such a tough question because it's a personal decision. I'll tell you what people do. According to one nonprofit organization, JustGive.org, the average American gives about 3.1% of their income to charity. That's before taxes. Now, if you believe in tithing, which means you give 10% of your income, of course, that's what you give. And I put giving at the top of my budget because oftentimes if you wait till you pay everything else, there's nothing left to give away.
So how do you go about choosing the right organization to give to once you've decided to give?
You need to do some research, just like you do with anything else. If you were going to buy a car, you would do some research. If you're going to invest in a financial product, you do some research. It's the same thing with charity.
Of course, we do this because we like to be philanthropic, but there are also some financial advantages to giving. What are the tax deductibles that people should be keeping in mind?
Depending on how you do your taxes and if you do qualify for a deduction, you can take a tax deduction for your charitable giving. Check with the organization and see if your deduction is tax deductible. And now there's new requirements. You just can't say, I gave $10,000 to my church. You have to show receipts. If you want to sell your car, you have to know how much it's worth. You can't just say it's worth $10,000 or $20,000 when in fact it's worth, you know, $200. And ask the charity. For example, you know, some people wonder about political donations. You have to ask, in fact, are they a nonprofit? Are they a charitable organization? And therefore, are my contributions tax deductible? And you can go to the IRS website to find out a lot of this information. If you're unsure about the charity, you can go to the Better Business Bureau, which has a whole website set up for you to check on charities.
And you can also, can't you, find out a little bit more about how charities use their money? What kind of things do you want to keep in mind there?
You want to see how much of your money is going towards the cause and how much is going to administrative cost. One thing I don't do, this is my personal rule, is that if I get a call from an organization soliciting donations for a charity, I ask them how much is going towards the actual charity and how much they're getting. Because a lot of times those calls you get, a lot of the money is going to the person who's calling you, a third party company. So I don't give my money to a third party company. I give my money directly to the charity because they get to use more of my money. And the FBI, please go to their website. They've got a lot of tips. And some of those tips include, you know what? Don't respond to unsolicited spam email. I mean, we know the charities that are in need, particularly after a disaster like in China. You want to contact them directly. And don't provide personal financial information.
Day to Day's personal finance contributor is Michelle Singletary. Thanks so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.